This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Oscar DePriest, Bill Dawson, Harold Washington, Bobby Rush. There are 25 candidates hoping to be the next name on that list to represent Illinois' 1st Congressional District. It's a seat with historic significance for Black Chicagoans. WBEZ's Becky Vivi reports.
In January, Congressman Bobby Rush made a surprise announcement.
I will not be running for a 16th term.
Rush will have represented Chicago's South Side and South Suburbs for 30 years. He took office in 1992 after decades of activism. He founded the Illinois Black Panther Party.
So those are big shoes to fill, that's for sure.
Woodlawn resident Jennifer Bell says it's time for Rush to pass the torch.
He's had an extremely long run. He has been fighting for our community for all of his adult life.
But to who is anyone's guess?
Hello, I'm Kirby Bergens, candidate for Illinois' 1st Congressional.
Hi, my name is Michael Thompson, and I'm running for United States Congress.
Good morning, lovelies. It's Reverend Dr. Stephanie Rose Spaulding coming to you live from the campus.
My name is Jamal Cole. I'm a candidate for U.S. Congress in the 1st District, Illinois, and I'm about that action.
The list of people hoping to fill Rush's shoes is long. Jonathan Swain is one of them.
I looked at this as a generational opportunity. I was 17 when Bobby Rush got elected.
Swain has a robust resume. A Duke grad, he's worked for the city's planning department, sat on the board of elections, owns a liquor store in Hyde Park, and runs a nonprofit helping Black youth.
But now that I'm running for office, I have to tell people about the stuff that I've done and connect me to the work that I've done.
The lack of name recognition will make it hard for many hopefuls who are up against two sitting politicians, State Senator Jacqueline Collins and Alderman Pat Dowell. Then there's Jonathan Jackson, the son of Reverend Jesse Jackson.
My godfather was the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., from whom I get my middle name. I am Chicago born and bred, and when I am gone, I will be in Chicago dead.
And there's Rush's endorsement, which has already gone to Karen Norrington Reeves. She's never run for elected office before, but she spent the last decade leading an organization tasked with distributing federal jobs money in the region.
His endorsement means a lot. I think that he has proven time and time again that he's got a loyal group of voters. That being said, he may open a door for me. It is my job to walk through that door.
Rush made it known he would like a Black woman to sit in his old seat, which has been held by Black men since 1929. State Senator Jacqueline Collins says it's wonderful to see multiple Black women running.
This is what democracy looks like. I think you have a very qualified group of individuals who have accomplished a lot in their various spheres of influence.
It's possible some of these candidates get knocked off the ballot before it's certified at the end of April. But with a crowded field, someone could win the sprawling district, which now extends all the way to rural Bourbonnais, with a small portion of the vote.
I thought you were a Jehovah's Witness.
No, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness.
That is not lost on Alderman Pat Dowell, who spent a sunny 60-degree Saturday knocking on doors in Woodlawn.
I have learned as an alderman that you can't ignore any part of your area or your community. I expect to be the same type of congressman.
Swain says the most important thing for this year's primary will be turnout, especially because it's in the middle of the summer, right before the 4th of July.
If you're not for me and you're with someone else, that's okay. Make sure you vote, because our community depends on our ability and willingness to turn out.
He says that's key to getting Washington to pay attention to the concerns of the 1st Congressional District. Becky Vivi, WBEZ News.